From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan is dead of congestive heart failure at age 94. The wife of the 40th President of the United States, Ronald Reagan, for more than five decades until his death in 2008, she served as First Lady from 1981 to 1989. After leaving office, Mr. Reagan retired a few years later after making a public statement that he suffered from Alzheimer's disease. The executive director of the Ronald Reagan Foundation, John Hybush, spoke today about her involvement in the legacy and the foundation.
She was our leader and our inspiration, so to have lost her overnight as we did, it's a terrible thing, and you know, something that we just have to live with, but we've also planned for, and so now we need to move on and have her buried next to President Reagan, as was the plan. And
Mrs. Reagan had a reputation for a calm and elegant and soft-spoken personal style publicly and being a strong influence in her husband's life privately. Nearly 5 million eligible voters in the West African nation of Benin have cast their ballots today for the next president. The country is currently counting those votes. 33 candidates are running to succeed Tuma Boni-Yayi, who leaves office after the legally two mandated terms, reinforcing Benin's reputation as a model of democracy on the troubled continent where many leaders revise their country's constitutions in order to remain in power. Yayi told reporters he cast his ballot that he would leave behind a unified Benin. A suicide attack in the Iraqi city of Hilla today killed at least 47 people and wounded more than 40 others. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News. Thousands of migrants remain stranded at the Greece-Macedonia border as European Union leaders prepare to meet their Turkish counterparts to discuss the crisis in Brussels on Monday. The EU leaders want to persuade Turkey's prime minister to slow the flow of migrants traveling to Europe and also take back thousands who don't qualify for asylum in the European bloc. Nearly 14,000 migrants are currently camped at the Macedonia-Greek border, clinging to the hope that they might be allowed to move forth. In U.S. politics, the nominating contest of Republicans is becoming more of a two-man race between businessman Donald Trump and Senator Ted Cruz. On Saturday, Cruz won two primaries in Maine and Kansas, with frontrunner Donald Trump coming out ahead in Louisiana, Kentucky, and Florida. Florida Senator Marco Rubio did pick up a victory Sunday in Puerto Rico's primary, only his second win of the 2016 cycle. For now, Trump is out in front and expressing no disappointment in the results.
I would love to take on Ted one-on-one. That would be so much fun because Ted can't win New York. He can't win New Jersey. He can't win Pennsylvania. He can't win California. I want Ted one-on-one, okay?
Republican leadership in the past week has pleaded with party rank and file not to support Trump through the primaries in order to stop him from attaining the nomination. Of course, the primaries, the national conventions, and the nominations aren't tied up for either party so far, which is one reason why Hillary Clinton was campaigning in a church in Detroit, Michigan today.
Please join me on Tuesday, because I believe with all my heart that America's best days can still be ahead of us. If we remember what the scripture tells us, do not grow weary doing good.
Sanders tonight picked up a win in Maine. Egypt is accusing the Palestinian Islamist movement Hamas and the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood of involvement in last year's killing of a top prosecutor. Interior Minister Magdi Abdel Ghaffar said that 14 members of the Brotherhood participated directly in the plan to murder Barakat, who was assassinated in a car bomb attack in late June. Abdel Ghaffar told reporters the plot was carried out on the orders of the Muslim Brotherhood in close cooperation with Hamas. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today welcomed a visit by Vice President Joe Biden. Mr. Netanyahu saying there the visit is a testament to the strong relations between Israel and its ally, the United States. Netanyahu made the comments during a weekly cabinet meeting. The last visit by Biden was in 2010. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.